This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The governor of the great state of Michigan, Republican Rick Snyder, announced a new plan to shore up the bankrupt city of Detroit today. It's called immigration. Snyder wants the federal government to set aside 50,000 visas for skilled immigrants, it should be said, on the condition that they live and work in the Motor City and presumably create some jobs. Kate Davidson has the story.
Rick Snyder calls himself one tough nerd. Now he wants to enlist an army of foreign nerds to create jobs in Detroit.
Let's bring 50,000 high-skilled immigrants to Detroit.
So he's asking for 50,000 employment-based visas, EB-2s, over the next 5 years.
Think about the power and the size of this program, what it could do to bring back Detroit even faster and better. It's outstanding.
And it might be hard to get, for starters.
Immigration law is extremely specific.
Doris Meissner should know. She's former commissioner of the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service. She says the U.S. grants roughly 40,000 EB-2s a year. They are not geographically based. So corralling 10,000 a year for Detroit alone would be new. And it would raise questions of fairness.
You could imagine putting together a program that is available to financially strapped cities all around the country so that this wouldn't just be for Detroit.
Richard Herman is an immigration lawyer in Cleveland. He's said for years that economics should drive more of immigration policy, steering high-skilled immigrants towards places like
Detroit, Cleveland, Toledo, Youngstown. We're dying out here. I mean, you know, Cleveland used to be 950,000 people. Now we're down to 390,000.
Herman says attracting skilled immigrants is not just good for the tax base. He says immigrants can help the industrial Midwest reclaim its old entrepreneurial spirit. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.